Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now, this is a cool new series that is coming out on Discovery called Small Town Throwdown, premiering this Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific on Discovery. And it is a competition between small towns across the country going up against one another in fun events like, you know, best brisket or who can shave a sheep quickest or something like that. I'm just saying there's a lot of potential here for this series. Joining us here on the program is Mo Mandel, comedian who is the host of Small Town Throwdown. Mo, good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. How are you surviving? Don't know if you're a huge sports fan, but how are you surviving without much sports or live events to keep your attention during pandemic like us?
Okay, so instead of sports, what I have is being quarantined with my fiance, arguing while trying to plan a wedding that may or may not be able to happen. That's our main event.
That's a disaster. Yeah, and how is that going on a daily basis? Is she winning most of those tug-of-wars?
Even if I win, I lose, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Don't we all? Now, you do have a good out, which is, honey, we don't know when this is going to be over. We shouldn't plan anything right now. Why don't we just push this off until like 2025? Have you tried that tactic?
That is smart. Right, exactly. Say, look, we don't want to risk your parents. We should be responsible. Let's push it off for 5 years. I like that. I might try to implement that strategy.
Yeah, it's basically like a football coach. Just keep punting. You know, play the odds, play field position, and then just once you have to make a play in the fourth quarter, that's when you have to actually throw the ball a little bit. So you've got this series now on Discovery, and some of the episodes are hysterical, like the smelliest town in America or the drunkest town in America. How has the filming been going on these types of episodes?
Well, it's going great. Actually, you know, I want to clarify, though, the premise of the show is a little different. I don't know what they passed on yet, but the show is actually, it's not a competition between towns. It's where we go to towns with terrible reputations, and we actually give them a chance to fight back against the clickbait media. So we might go to a town like, you know, smelliest town in America. That's what it's known as. All of, you know, the articles have been written, and then we let the town like show what it's really all about, and demonstrate how it's so much more than that, you know.
So okay, interesting. So what is the smelliest town in America?
Well, according to numerous publications, Coalinga, California, which is known by the clever people on Facebook as Colinlinga.
And when you went there, was it smelly?
You know, it's so funny because it was right by the freeway exit. Terribly smelly because it's right near a cow feedlot. But when you get off the freeway and actually go to the town itself, which is a few miles off the freeway, away from the wind, it doesn't smell very bad. And it's actually a really cool town. They have, like, the biggest mud bogging events, like, west of the Mississippi, where people are, like, gunning these giant trucks through these muddy, like, you know, rivers. It's pretty awesome, actually. So it's kind of like this sort of, you know, uplifting kind of show where we just let towns, you know, no longer be the butt of jokes and actually, you know, tell their own story.
I like it. Mo Mandel joins us, who hosts this show that we're talking about right now. So when you run across people from the smelliest town in America, are they really bothered by it? Because I got to imagine some people are like, it's kind of cool that we're known for something.
Well, it goes, smelliest town is probably a little hard to get behind. They didn't seem too stoked about it. But we did go to Appleton, Wisconsin, which is known as the drunkest town in America.
Uh-huh.
And there were definitely quite a few people who had a rather proud attitude about it, where they're like, yeah, that's right, you know. But and there were other people who were kind of like, well, the mayor, you know, he wasn't too thrilled about it, of course. And it turned out to be, very much not that, in a very different kind of community than you would think if you hear drunkest town. Because I was expecting just like a bunch of Vikings just, you know, smashing each other with chairs. Or
sure, yeah.
But
yeah,
I was totally mistaken.
Everybody I know from Wisconsin, we have a lot of affiliates in Wisconsin, a lot of listeners there, are really proud of their drinking prowess. I mean, I don't know anybody from Wisconsin that's like, yeah, we don't want to tell you, but we drink a lot around here. They're like, oh, by the way, you guys got to come here. Bars are amazing. Tailgates are amazing. We drink in our backyard all the time. I mean, just this weekend, bars are barely open. They're packed elbow to elbow in Wisconsin. So it's interesting. I would think that most of them are very proud of that moniker in Wisconsin.
Well, it was funny because, yeah, you know, like we get our episodes coming out on Wednesday and it's the drunkest town in America. And then all of a sudden we see, you know, on the all over the news this week, it's Wisconsin bars packed.
Yeah.
It's unconstitutional to shut the bars. And we're like, oh, huh. This is the perfect time for this episode to come out.
Yeah, they...
There's quite a few people who seem rather proud of that fact. I will say that.
They rose to the occasion. Look, at this point in time, you know, the competition is on. They want to make sure their presence is felt. And by the way, being drunkest town in Wisconsin is probably the highest honor in the land. But being drunkest town in America, coming out of Wisconsin, that's a really impressive thing as well. Was there any pitches for episodes where you're like, I don't know if we want to dissect that?
Well, you know, I mean, this is the thing, like, because, yes, Appleton, drunkest town in America, but what we found there, you know, like I said, is very different, and it's a very different kind of community than you would think. Now, sometimes when you're researching episodes, you know, you're like, huh, we should go and disprove that, or we should go and see if this is true, and then when sometimes you say, oh, it is true, or it's even worse than we thought, or, you know, like, some of those times, and not to say that it definitely is, but from our initial research, we were like, we're not sure that we're going to really be able to find a different kind of story here. Maybe we should push that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, you never know. But like I said, that's only from, like, initial research. So who knows? Maybe if we actually went to these towns, we would discover something totally different. But, you know, on our limited budget, you got to kind of hedge your bets a little bit.
Oh, we know all about limited budgets around here. Mo Mandel joins us.
I'm sure you do.
Mo Mandel joins us here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. We got drunkest town in America, smelliest town in America. What are some other episodes?
So this week, we go to two towns each episode. So this week it's drunkest town in America and then the most boring town in America, which is Lubbock, Texas, according to a lot of articles, which was actually awesome. And they actually have a sport there that I learned about that I'm curious if you've ever heard about. It's called meat judging.
Yes, meat judging. There's actually – this is a college competition as well. You can get a scholarship at, I believe, Texas Tech to go do this.
Yeah, Texas Tech, exactly. So I had never heard of this. And you know, for your listeners who probably haven't heard of it, most of them I would assume, it's like a collegiate competition where you literally compete in a timed event to judge the quality of cuts of meat. How
it's
Texas
amazing.
Is that?
It's amazing. The most Texas thing ever.
Yeah, so for that episode, you know, we're trying to figure out, like, well, people say it's boring here, but what do the people do here for fun? What are some of the cool activities that are, you know, kind of unusual? And meat judging is one of the things we found, so I ended up getting to do that, which is, like, such a weird thing. The kids who were in the competition were wearing hard hats for some reason that I didn't understand, and these giant, like, deli coats.
Yeah.
And they were into it, man. They did not look bored. They were having a good time. I was trying to understand what the hell was going on. So we did that, then we ended up getting to go to, like, this really cool rodeo where I got to be a rodeo clown, which was terrifying, and do some other cool stuff too. So that town actually turned out to be really fun. I think Lubbock, it was very, very underrated community.
So you rode a bull as a rodeo clown, huh?
I certainly didn't ride it, but I did.
You got thrown off
run
of it.
Around, yeah, run around as far away from it as I could and still be on camera.
Were you on it at all, or were you just running from it?
No, I was not on it. Are you kidding me? I just told you we have a limited budget. You think I'm going to put myself on top of a bowl? No, sir.
Okay, no. So you're running away from it. Did it ever get pretty close?
I mean, it felt close to me. I mean, I looked at the footage afterwards, I was like, oh, that's pretty far.
Okay.
It definitely felt close. One thing I did is, in another event in the rodeo, I wrestled a calf, which I was pretty impressed by.
Okay, and what was your technique? Yeah.
Well, they tried to teach me, you know, because I got to train with Texas Tech's rodeo team before, and they tried to teach me some sort of moves. I don't know. I wasn't a very good high school wrestler, and it turns out I'm not a good steer wrestler either.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm wondering where I would start in terms of wrestling a steer or a calf. I mean, I guess
the
legs are important.
The horns.
No, oh, the horns.
You would think you would shoot for the legs, but that's not. But then it could fall on you, and then you're in trouble there.
Yeah, that's true. Although in wrestling, don't they always say low man wins? So you're not supposed to go too low on a cow.
Yeah, well, this one they said you get it by the horns, you kind of twist its neck, and you kind of drive it down. But what I found is their necks are pretty damn strong. So when you're twisting its neck, it's often twisting you right back. There's an amazing shot at the end of the thing where, like, it literally flips you. I mean, it's crazy. I can't even believe it because, again, it felt like this giant animal. And I look at it on the thing. I'm like, it's not that big, but it just throws me like a rag doll at one point, which is kind of crazy.
When you were in the smelliest town in America and there was cow fertilizer, was it, like, gag-inducing, so gross that you could barely breathe?
It was pretty rough. It's pretty rough. I mean, you know, it's funny because this is a town that I've known for years because I grew up near San Francisco, about 3 hours north of it. And so I would drive down to L.A. and you'd pass this town, and I was always like, oh, I mean, it's brutal. I mean, it even has its own Facebook page known as, like, the Stinky Town on the Five as you go down towards L.A. And as you drive by, I mean, every car knows about this place. If you've ever driven it, it's just brutal, brutal, brutal. But that's why it was so surprising to see that all these years I've driven by this town, when I actually got off the freeway for the first time and visited, I was, like, totally impressed, and it was so much different than I thought, which is kind of what the show is all about. You know, it's like we all see these stupid articles all over the Internet, like, stupidest town, dumbest town. And then if you actually see them, you know, it's just, like, such a completely different experience. So in that regard, I think it's kind of cool for, right, you know, it kind of reminds America that despite all this kind of whatever, all this stuff that we all hear all the time, it's like, you know, you actually come and check it out. It's a lot better than you think.
Yeah, it's interesting. Small Town Throwdown is the series on Discovery. You know, I was going to ask you, as a stand-up comedian, when this hit, what did you have to do about kind of bookings and stand-up acts? I mean, obviously, clubs are shut down. Are you in contact with comedy clubs about when they would like to open up or how you would have to do it? Would you have to have less attendance there? How does that work?
Well, you know, it's crazy. I was actually performing in Phoenix the weekend that it was declared a national emergency, and the club did not shut down yet. So they declared that on Saturday, like around 5 o'clock, I think. And I still, you know, I was like, well, surely the club's going to cancel, right? But they didn't. And people still showed up. I mean, not a lot, but they were people there. And so then I performed Saturday and also Sunday while it was in a national emergency. They hadn't ordered the comedy clubs to close yet. And then that was the last weekend they've done. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't really been in touch with any of the clubs because, you know, my agents, like, they just don't really know. Or I guess I got one offer, but they were like, yeah, you know, it's great. They're going to do, like, two shows, and they're going to have, like, 30 people in them. And I'm like, oh, man, good. Like,
yeah.
I don't need to risk my life on a plane or whatever, risk getting really sick, you know, just to go perform for 14 scared people. I think that sounds fun. I could wait on that.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's going to be too much of a jovial atmosphere if you have, you know, all the social distancing happening and you're trying to get this kind of
great
atmosphere.
And then there's, like, little things you don't even think about unless you're, like, a comedian, but it's like, well, how am I going to sell my merch? You know, like, I don't want to risk, you know, shaking hands with everybody, but a lot of, you know, selling your, like, you know, your CDs, your stuff on the road, like that. They're not CDs at this point, but, you know, whatever your merch is, you know, that's part of how you make money. So it's like, it's going to be kind of weird if no one's at the shows, and also you don't want to, like, change money or shake hands with people. Kind of, like, changes up the whole kind of ballgame a little bit.
Could you ever imagine doing stand-up wearing a COVID mask?
Well, I could imagine doing a hell of a lot more than I could imagine doing these Zoom stand-up shows that I've been asked to do by various comedians. Like, that's like a thing that's all over the internet now. Like, comedians doing comedy over Skype and Zoom.
Yeah.
And a lot of,
yeah,
like, legit comics are doing it, but it just sounds so, I don't know, man. It just does not, that's not the thrill. I can't imagine getting that adrenaline rush from just staring at a few people who are probably texting away while they're in, like, a little Zoom box. But you know what? Ask me next week, and maybe I'll have this enough that I'll actually be doing it. I'll be plugging my new show on Facebook Live.
That's right. Small Town Throwdown debuts on Wednesday on Discovery, 10 Eastern and Pacific. Check it out. Mo Mandel, the host of it. Mo, good stuff this morning, man. Thanks. Good luck with the show.
Hey, thank you, man. Have a good one.